Also Leute, ich bin schon da. Ich sag bloß nichts. Bin auch gerade erst aufgewacht. Ich habe gedacht, nachdem mein Rechner noch an war, ehrlich gesagt, keine Ahnung, warum ich den vergessen habe auszumachen, habe ich einfach auf Stream starten geklickt. Wir gucken jetzt einfach ein paar YouTube-Videos. Hey everyone, it's Colin. How's it going? Also ich glaube, die nächste Stunde werden wir nichts sonderlich Produktives machen. So viel kann ich schon mal sagen. Ich gucke jetzt einfach ein paar Videos, die ich in meine Playlist... für später angucken gespeichert habe. History of Graphics Calculator. Was zum Teufel?
Most people would recognize a Texas Instruments graphing calculator as a tool used to get through math class in school.
Big Maths.
These otherwise boring devices have long lived a secret life, filled with a rich history of handheld gaming. And the latest generation of calculators is able to do something few would expect.
Die wollen mir jetzt nicht ernsthaft erzählen, die spielen Gameboy auf dem Taschenrechner, oder? Na gut, ich meine, warum nicht?
The first graphing calculator from Texas Instruments was the TI-81, which made its debut in...
Versteht man überhaupt was?
1990. With a 96 by 64 pixel monochrome screen and 2 MHz processor, it wasn't terribly advanced by any means. But one feature it included caught the attention of those interested in computing. The ability to write your own programs in BASIC.
BASIC.
In practice, programming for the TI-81 was pretty limited. Because the calculator lacked any way of transferring data to or from other devices, all programs had to be keyed in by hand.
Oh, because of that, there was relatively... Das sieht super, super bedienerfreundlich aus, ja.
Little effort put into trying to write programs in assembly, which would otherwise allow direct access to the calculator's hardware and take full advantage of its otherwise meager performance. Typing in all that code by hand and finding a way to trick the calculator into running it would simply be too tedious.
Das hat man damals so gemacht.
But in 1992, TI introduced a new model that changed things. The TI-85, which in addition to being 3 times more powerful, included a serial port for transferring data.
Ich stell's vor.
You can connect 2 calculators together directly to send files or use a graph.
Moment, ist das so ein Vorgänger von einem seriellen Kabel oder was? So wie bei Gameboy, wo es dieses Link-Kabel
you
gab.
You can connect 2 calculators together.
Calculator Multiplayer.
Either directly to send files or use a graph.
Was bei euch gab's richtig Ärger, wenn der Lehrer ein Spiel auf dem ich wusste noch nicht mal, dass es überhaupt geht.
Link cable to exchange data with a PC or Mac. And that was enough to start a whole community of calculator hackers. The TI-85 still only offered BASIC as a programming language running within the confines of the calculator's operating system. But in 1994, it was discovered that by carefully modifying the contents of a backup file and restoring it to the device, one could get the TI-85 to execute arbitrary code.
Also, die haben, das ist ja ein bisschen wie der Wii-Hack. Das ist ein bisschen wie der Zelda-Wii-Hack. Kann sich da noch einer dran erinnern? Die haben damals auch auf der Wii, da haben sie einen Save-File von Twilight Princess genommen. Und haben den Namen vom Pferd zu lang gemacht. Und dann musstest du rückwärts zu einem NPC laufen. Und der NPC hat den Namen vom Pferd ausgesprochen. Buffer Overflow Code ausführen. Bam. Das ist ein bisschen ähnlich hier.
By November of that year, a piece of software named Z-Shell was released, which allowed users to easily launch programs written in assembly. A variety of programs went on to become available, all written by enthusiasts and shared freely over the internet.
Fuck.
Some were practical for math or engineering use, but one particular kind of program seemed to gather more attention than the rest.
Ich fand das aber klar. Sobald's geht, dann wird's gemacht. So logisch.
Texas Instruments wasn't thrilled about this, and as it developed the replacement for the TI-81, which would be known as the TI-82, the company sought to find and fix bugs that could be exploited the same way as in the TI-85. It was somewhat successful in its efforts, as the TI-82 was launched in 1993, and it took until 1997 for enthusiasts to develop an assembly shell. But at some point, TI seemed to realize that allowing assembly programming would actually be beneficial, if for no other reason than to make it easier for the company to offer its own applications for the
platform. Was sonst?
The TI-83, which launched in 1996, was the first model with official assembly support, though the feature wasn't initially advertised. Subsequent models made it progressively easier to write software in assembly, though TI never made it available in terms of documentation. Enthusiasts still had to pull a lot together on their own, but the time period of the late 90s...
Assembler-Taschenrechner programmieren? Was nicht alles gibt,
still managed to become a bit of a golden era in calculator gaming. Some were recreations of well-known titles like Tetris, while others were original to the platform. Websites like ticalc.org sprung up to provide information, host software downloads, and spur community discussion.
Jetzt schon ein bisschen älter alles.
The programming scene continued to grow and flourish, taking advantage of hardware improvements and new models, as well as Texas Instruments' seemingly hands-off
okay,
attitude.
Okay, die frame rate ist jetzt nicht so die allergeilste.
Texas Instruments seemingly
hands-off. Das sind so 5 FPS oder so.
Towards their extracurricular activities. But in 2007, things changed suddenly with the launch of a whole new calculator lineup called the Inspire series.
Inspire.
It was a radical departure from the simple interface of previous
models. Das hat bestimmt ein Touch-Interface jetzt.
With an app-based GUI and the concept of performing calculations within documents. It had a file browser and later models included backlit color screens and rechargeable
Alter,
batteries.
Das ist ein Taschenrechner.
On some units, the directional
das
pad
ist ein halbes
is
Smartphone.
Even touch-sensitive for moving a cursor around on screen.
Network login. Das ist ein Taschenrechner.
Was now an option.
Warum habe ich auf einem Taschenrechner ein Menü, wo Network und Login drin steht? Das ist ein Taschenrechner. Auf der anderen Seite, wir haben auch unsere Steckdose geflasht letztens. Und haben sogar ein Webinterface für eine Steckdose. Also insofern.
The biggest change though was the underlying hardware. Previous TI calculators like the TI-83 and 85 used Z80 processors, and a few like the TI-89 and 92 saw an upgrade to the Motorola 68000. But Inspire was based on ARM CPUs, which were dramatically more powerful. This got enthusiasts' attention in a big way. Instead of having to tediously write compact, highly efficient code to run on underpowered hardware, they could now have the freedom to port over existing ARM-based software. Texas Instruments threw a curveball with the Inspire series, though. Assembly support was nowhere to be found.
Oh.
Inspire models only allowed running programs written in BASIC or scripted in a language called Lua.
Lua oder BASIC? Dann eher noch Lua.
Later enthusiasts were stuck. But just like they had over a decade prior with the TI-85, they set to work, trying to unlock the secrets of the new platform. And sure enough, by 2010, an exploit was found and jailbreak software called Endless was released. It included a software development kit.
Die Taschenrechner waren doch sehr teuer. Wir gucken mal, wie heißt das? Inspire? Ja, krass. Ach, es geht eigentlich. Geht eigentlich. 150 Euro. Ich meine, klar, da kriegt man ein Einsteiger-Smartphone für. Aber immerhin, geht doch eigentlich. Ja, die jailbreakenden Taschenrechner, wenn ich das so richtig sehe. Hast du recht, der ohne Kohle.
Not just in assembly, but also C and C++. But Endless also kicked off a cat and mouse game with Texas Instruments. The company hadn't simply decided to lock down the Inspire platform. It had an ongoing initiative to keep it locked down. Subsequent operating system updates brought new features to compel users to upgrade, but they also fixed the bugs that Endless relied on to work.
Okay,
After each
also
release, a new bug would
wie
be
auf
found,
iOS.
but in due time, Endless would get updated to work again. Installing the jailbreak is very easy. Just download the version appropriate for the operating system on your calculator, then copy the files over through USB. Running the program installs the jailbreak in just a couple of seconds. The only caveat is that it's non-persistent, so you need to rerun the program every time the Inspire boots up. So far, Endless hasn't seen quite the popularity as did
Alter, Quake
programming
auf
for
dem
TI's
Taschenrechner.
original calculator lineup,
Minecraft auf
but
dem
it still
Taschenrechner.
amassed a respectable collection of apps,
Warum?
over
Naja, weil es geht,
160
was
as
sonst?
of July 2019. And sure enough, a large number of them are games. Some are direct clones of existing games, like Crafty, which resembles Minecraft. But due to the Inspire's improved performance, many apps are emulators for console game systems, such as Pico Drive for Sega Genesis ROMs, Pocket Stamps for Super NES games.
Der Emulator auf dem Taschenrechner. Geil,
And GPSP, which plays Game Boy Advance titles.
Na gut, wenn da eine halbwegs aktuelle ARM-CPU drin ist, warum nicht, ja?
As usually the case with emulators, they can be hit or miss in terms of playability. Pocket SNES has a very low frame rate, at least on my
Ah,
Inspire
ein
CX
0,5 FPS.
And GPSP is only a bit better, though it does manage to be playable. The perennial question for any jailbroken device is, can it play Doom?
Klar,
Normally this is
sogar mein
asked as a
Drucker
joke,
kann Doom.
but with Endless, the answer is, well, yes, because someone ported it. And it actually works quite well despite the calculator's somewhat clunky controls. But what's perhaps even more interesting than Doom is Mini VMac, which, as its name suggests, emulates a Mac Plus running System 7. And it's not just a recreation of the desktop environment, it's a real OS installation. The touchpad equipped
Calculator im
can use it
Calculator.
To move the cursor around on screen,
Das ist
and you
wirklich
can
cool.
launch
Das ist
programs,
nice.
one of which turns things meta pretty quickly.
Man beachte mal, wie schnell sich der Bild und wie schnell der Bildaufbau ist hier, ne?
Which turns things meta pretty
Ach
quickly.
nee, so rum.
Newer hardware revisions to the Inspire CX and CX Cast models have a different screen type, and not all applications have been updated to work with it. Endless added a compatibility mode to try to support these apps, but it doesn't always work. My own Revision W calculator will play Truxton in Pico Drive just fine, along with Sonic 2. But it'll spontaneously reboot when firing up Quake, because, yeah, someone ported that too.
Das finde ich natürlich voll das
older
Geile.
Inspire models offer the best compatibility, while the new CX2 series doesn't work with Endless at all. Or at least, not yet.
Geil.
While the Inspire models offer better performance than their predecessors, it's worth noting that their specifications still pale in comparison even to something like a 5-year-old smartphone. And many have questioned why their meager hardware still commands such high prices. But to the calculator hackers, that doesn't necessarily matter. The challenge of just getting their software to work seems to be what drives them. In the almost 30 years since their debut, Texas Instruments graphing calculators went.
Das Ding sieht aus wie eine Wii U von vor 20 Jahren.
From being simple math tools to a different kind of educational platform, getting people to code. No doubt at least a few who got their start writing simple games to play during class were inspired to become professional software developers. And while we've come full circle in TI's attitude towards allowing those to do what they want with their devices, one thing is as clear as it's ever been. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Ja, das stimmt.
If you like the video, I'd appreciate a thumbs up and be.
Ja, ist schon geil. Flixcoder verstehe ich auch nicht. Was Texas Instruments gegen. Warte mal, ich muss kurz was trinken. Das verstehe ich auch nicht, was Texas Instruments dagegen hat, dass man seine Taschenrechner moddet, weil letztendlich, es kann ihnen doch scheißegal sein, sie haben das Ding verkauft. Ja. Doch, es ist ja nicht so, dass die irgendwie von neuen Apps leben würden oder so. Das ist ein Taschenrechner. Fixing up a wired fixer. Nee, wir gucken, Moment. Nee, wir wollten das Video von Sirius Max gucken. What? The Fall of 76. Ich gehe mal davon aus, hat nichts mit Overwatch zu tun, es geht um Fallout. 150 Euro Taschenrechner an Schulen. Naja. Muss ja nicht an der Schule sein, kann auch an der Uni sein oder so. Also in der Schule, wir hatten da mal so einen ganz komischen, was Casio, irgendwas, warte mal. Der Richtung sah der aus, bloß das meine hat einen gelben Knopf. Oder ein Sharp, war das ein Sharp vielleicht? Sharp? Eher so in die Richtung. Egal, aber Taschenrechner, wer braucht sowas heute schon, oder? Was Fallout 76 ist mega unterhaltsam. Also ich gehe mal davon aus, es geht um Fallout. Ja. Hab ich noch nicht geguckt. Boah, 8 Millionen Aufrufe, 357.000 Likes. Das Rest waren hier die Bethesda Fake-Accounts, die Daumen runtergegeben haben. Wir mussten uns die Dinge auch selbst kaufen an der Schule damals. Aber das war nicht so teuer. Also das war jetzt nicht so der High-End-Taschenrechner, aber hat damals, glaube ich, auch 50, haben wahrscheinlich noch Mark gekostet. Das war damals übelst viel Kohle für mich, beziehungsweise für meine Mutter. 50 Mark so mal nebenbei. Weil ich meine, alleinerziehend und nicht so viel Kohle, halbtags gearbeitet, da gab es nicht so viel Geld. Aber jetzt ist ja Easy Money, Easy Life angesagt. Ja. Okay, als Steuerbereiter verstehe ich, dass man Taschenrechner braucht, ja. Das ist auch besser, als auf irgendeinem Rechner rumtippen. Da willst du direkt was haben, wo du drauf tippen kannst. Ja, das verstehe ich. Leuchtet ein.
If you found this tape, it means that everyone is dead. Or working at a different office. How did this happen? Well, I'll tell you. Buckle up, buckaroos. Today's lesson is the misfired launch of Fallout 76. June 2018. It began with everyone getting just a little hyped up.
Ah, kann ich mich noch dran erinnern.
Oh God, yes, we have, Todd.
Ich kann mich dran erinnern, als sie das angekündigt haben, sind alle Fallout-Fans übelst ausgeflippt und ich finde, damals sah das schon übelst kacke aus.
Fallout 76, Bethesda's biggest game yet. My God, it was exciting. And they promised we'd know more at E3. E3 hype time, the press conference. 16 times the detail.
16 times the detail.
Das ist was der Marketing-Dude sagt, wenn er keine Ahnung hat, was er eigentlich sagen soll. Das sagst du einfach mal irgendwie eine große Zahl.
All new rendering, lighting and landscape technology.
4 times the map size.
It is 4 times the size of Fallout 4. And it's our biggest one yet.
My God, it was exciting. November 14th, 2018. The game goes live with a day one patch of 50 gigabytes.
For fuck's sake, I'll see you tomorrow.
But once that...
What? Wie viel? Moment. So viel habe ich ja nicht gesehen. Moment.
November 14th, 2018. The game goes live with a day one patch of...
Alter, 50? Okay, 45 Gigabyte. Das ist so groß wie Titanfall 1 komplett. Und Titanfall 1 war schon sinnlos groß, weil sie das Audio nicht komprimiert hatten damals. Das ist so viel wie Battlefield 4 mit allen DLCs und Maps zusammen. Am besten war allerdings immer noch dieses eine Tony Hawk Game, was rausgekommen ist auf der Xbox 360. Da hatten sie es nämlich so gemacht, dass... Egal, ich find's nicht. Da hatten sie so gemacht, dass auf der CD oder auf der DVD, die man gekauft konnte, war bloß das Tutorial drauf. Und dass du das Spiel spielen konntest, musst du dich Xbox Live verbinden und Day One Patch runterladen, der in Wirklichkeit das ganze Spiel war. Das war richtig debated. Okay, machen wir weiter.
50 gigabytes. For fuck's sake. I'll see you tomorrow. But once that's downloaded, people start logging into the hellscape that is Fallout 76. And oh dear lord, they never fix the bugs. And there are so many of them. Goodbye world, goodbye necks, goodbye body, goodbye heads, bugs, bugs, bugs everywhere. Server crashes, game crashes, old bugs imported from Fallout 4. Use more than one nuke at a time, server's dead. Textures far too texturous, an all-consuming void, Aerolog 307. Can't pick up stuff, can't stop asserting dominance with a T-pose, frame rate problems, screen tear problems, getting too swole, getting in the...
Fuck.
A map, getting attacked by invisible enemies, spawning too many enemies.
It kind of speaks for itself.
Spawning too many god rays. Also, your camp resets after every session, and sometimes it goes underwater. Holotapes randomly play static, but too
Good.
Many holotapes
nice.
Mean none of them will play. Enemy AI is far more A than I. Animations are broken. Surprise. Floating objects and a traveling merchant. Just to name a few. Joseph Anderson has a great video that documents just the ones that he found personally. That video is 3 hours long.
Cool.
But it gets worse. Error CE348780 can corrupt your data and force you to
reinstall the
console operating system. A few PC players had their computers brick entirely. Also, when the date rolled over to the 1st of January 2019, the nukes in the game stopped working altogether. No one thought it prudent to program in other years in an always online game. And a few players were straight up logging into other people's accounts.
What?
This guy had a level 78 character that was randomly replaced with a level 8 character.
Ernsthaft? WTF? Wie unfähig kann man sein?
Said they couldn't do.
Ich meine, das ist ja aber wirklich 0815 Basic für jede etwas größere Webanwendung, die unterschiedliche User hat. Also, dass du dich nicht in andere Accounts einloggen kannst, es sei denn, ne, du kriegst das Passwort von dem, aber anscheinend war es ja so, du hast dich eingeloggt mit deinem Account und auf einmal landest du in einem anderen Account. The fuck?
Other people's accounts. This guy had a level 78 character
that was randomly replaced
with a level 8 character. Bethesda said they couldn't do anything about it. Many players are not thrilled with this game, and they want Bethesda to know that. And they want everyone else to know that too. But Bethesda owns the platform. Is Fallout 76 fun?
Yes, it is. Banned for racism. Thread locked.
What? Ich gehe jetzt mal davon aus, das ist nicht ausgedacht, das ist echt so passiert.
They had no direct outlet for their rage. The only solution was to put a torch to everything else. Reddit. Twitter. Bethesda's other games on Steam. The backlash.
Ach du Scheiße.
But surely level heads would prevail. The reviewers would come out and say that the game isn't so bad. Oh dear lord, they hated it.
This is so sad. Despacito, play Country Roads.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
And the YouTube community had this to say.
It's really fucking boring.
Could barely bring myself to play it in order to finish this review.
Das Review habe ich geguckt.
No one on staff wants to play any more of this video game. I'm not going to subject myself to another 20, 30 hours of this fucking mess.
In short, Fallout 76 is morally, technically, and creatively bankrupt.
The mods on Bethesda forums were working overtime. The mods on Reddit almost gave up. Look, I'm not saying that some people didn't enjoy and have fun with this game. But what I am saying is that the Metacritic was really funny to read. So what happened? Well, it came out that development was hugely rushed. The deadlines were tight.
Wer hätte das gedacht,
hä? The Metacritic was really funny to read. So what happened? Well, it came out that development was hugely rushed.
Wer hätte das gedacht? Kommt ja heutzutage nie vor. Wahrscheinlich haben sie selbst festgestellt, dass ihr Game der übelste Crap ist. Da haben sich gedacht, ey komm, lass den Scheiß raushauen, bevor wir da noch mehr Geld ausgeben. Und dann versuchen wir irgendwie die Leute ein bisschen noch das Geld rauszupressen. So. Hat aber anscheinend nicht so gut geklappt.
The deadlines were tight. Too tight. Plus, this wasn't Bethesda's A-Team. It's actually a relatively inexperienced division based in Austin, and the scope of the game kept getting bigger.
We're gonna need distant weather systems.
Hey Todd, I stayed up all night and I just finished.
We're gonna need 16 times the detail.
Please, Todd, no more.
We're gonna need 4 times the size of Fallout 4.
That and they were trying to patchwork the old Bethesda creation engine into a multiplayer framework. What else could you expect?
That's why I give my kids Fallout 76.
Now, Bethesda could tolerate the bugs and the bad reviews and the irate players, but what they couldn't tolerate were the exploits. Infinite inventory, infinite invisibility. The frame rate was tied to the game speed, so people were going a lot faster than they should. Server hopping for more items, infinite cash and infinite duplication.
Sag mal, wenn ich das jetzt, ich meine, wir sind jetzt erst 6 Minuten in diesem Video, ja? Wir sind erst 6 Minuten drin. Ich habe das Spiel nicht gespielt. Ich habe nur den Trailer geguckt. Ich fand das erste, was sie gezeigt haben, schon blöd. Aber okay, wir sind 6 Minuten in dem Video. Also ein Fünftel oder so von dem Video. Quickmaths, ein Viertel von dem Video. Was ich bis jetzt von dem Spiel gesehen habe, kann das sein, dass das einfach absolut komplett kaputt ist. Also nicht einfach nur kaputt, sondern undurchdacht, kaputt, verbuggt, ohne jegliches Konzept dahinter, ohne durchdachtes Gameplay, ohne irgendwie durchdachte Spielwelt, nichts, also einfach so ein komplett dahingeschissenes Produkt irgendwie. Genau, okay, hat aber schon richtig verstanden anscheinend. Nicht, dass jetzt gebonkert Tost werde.
Unlimited XP, unlimited nuking. The nuclear codes were unencrypted and you could wall clip into the quest room. And someone was given the curse.
Was? Moment, was?
Unlimited XP, unlimited nuking. The nuclear codes were unencrypted and you could wall clip into the quest room.
Gott, ist das schlecht! Vor allem, wenn das was ist, wo man nicht will, dass die Leute es erreichen, dann sollte man das vielleicht gar nicht in-game einbauen, beziehungsweise überhaupt so gestalten, dass es funktioniert. Und nicht einfach eine Wand, wo man durchklickt. Ach du Scheiße.
And someone was given the curse of infinite invincibility. Naturally, this can really mess with other players' online experience. So Bethesda was ready with the ban hammer and a blindfold to wildly flail around and take down anyone who happened by. But Bethesda wasn't satisfied with just banning people. No, they're a progressive company with big ideas. They wanted to get a road to redemption. So support sent out this email to players caught cheating. we would be willing to accept an essay on why the use of third-party cheat software is detrimental to an online game community. That's right. 500 words on why you're a very naughty boy, and they make...
Da sind sie aber nicht die Ersten, die das gemacht haben. In irgendeinem anderen Online-Multiplayer-Game, war das nicht sogar DayZ oder DayZ oder so? Irgendwo haben sie das doch schon mal gemacht, wo du schreiben musstest, warum du ein böser Cheater bist. Aber ich meine, es ist in dem Fall ist es wirklich ein Witz. Ich meine, das Game an sich ist es ja nicht so, dass das jetzt irgendwie funktionieren würde und ein paar hätten sich da krass eingehexort. Wahrscheinlich hat diese Bannwelle auch übelst viele falsche Leute getroffen.
Give you your account back. But a couple of days later, the mocking from news outlets caused them to reconsider this approach. One more exploit. In all the Bethesda games, there's a dev room. Every item in the game is kept here. Security has to be top-notch, because otherwise, someone could just waltz in and take all of the best items in the game, and it would be an absolute disaster.
Warum braucht ein Online-Game einen Dev-Room, der auf dem Live-Server drauf ist? Nur mal so, vorgefragt, warum? Muss das sein? Das wissen die wahrscheinlich auch nicht so genau, warum das sein muss.
Well, shit. Of course, Bethesda wasn't equipped to deal with the issue. People started flooding in, taking the best items in the game, then selling those items on a black market. At first, they tried the usual approach.
Genial.
Banning people who had some of the best items in the game. You spent 700 hours just to get the best gun? Die, cheater. Next, they put in a system where players would get tagged if they ever entered the room, and they banned those players. That wasn't much better, because people would just start using Smurf accounts. Get in quick with a level 1 account. Get all that good shit. Then get the fuck out. Then use a duplication glitch to get a ton more of those items. Then transfer that stuff...
Oh, du konntest auch noch Items dupen! Gibt es eigentlich irgendwas, was das Spiel richtig gemacht hat?
...to your main account, and you're good to go. Bethesda then takes out this level 1 and calls it mission accomplished. And you've just beaten the game. So the problem continued. Bethesda is running out of ideas to solve it. There's a lot of speculation in the media and among players about how exactly people are getting in, but no one except for the exploiters knows for sure. That said, Bethesda needs to act fast before it ruins the economy of the game. So they wrote another email and sent it out to the Smurfs. Hello, cheater. Do you want to tell us how you did it, and we might unban you, please? Should we not hear back from you, the account will simply remain suspended. It's not known whether this approach worked, but from what I've seen, it's still possible to get into the dev room. November 22nd, 2018. Just a week after the release, the game goes on discount. From 60 to $40.
Das ist schon bitter. Das ist schon bitter. Das sagt alles. Von Full Price zu $35.
To $35. To $30. You can find it for $15 on eBay. And in Germany, they're straight up giving it for free when you buy a PlayStation controller. Also, some sponsors are just zip-tying it to other products.
Du kannst dich gar nicht mal dagegen wehren. So, nein, ich will das Game nicht. Doch, du musst. Nein, aber ich will das Game nicht. Dann gibt's auch keine Xbox One.
Some stores are just zip-tying it to other products. But to Bethesda, it's worth selling the thing at a price close to zero. Because it brings people into the Atomic Shop, which is
where... Microtransactions und In-Game Shop hat's auch.
...the poor sales figures. Let's have a look at those. The latest figures show 76 sold less than a sixth of what Fallout 4 did. Not good. There's also been a massive oversupply of hard copies. Although, what's the point of a hard copy when the thing is just a cardboard disc telling you to redeem an online code?
Ist ja noch schlimmer als das Tony Hawk Game auf der Xbox, wo nur die Demo auf der Disc war. Da war wenigstens was auf der Disc.
And while sales are low, returns are high. Immediately upon release, people began asking Bethesda for a refund. 76 is not on Steam. It's on Bethesda's own platform. So they have all the control.
Tja.
If players only played the game for a few hours, then generally they'd get their money back. However, it came out that people were sometimes getting refunds after a full 24 hours of play. Quite generous. But then word about this spread to forums.
Kaplan
love sitcom
and a post got 12,500 upvotes, informing people that this made pretty much everyone eligible for a refund, and the comments told them exactly how to do it. Bethesda was flooded with requests for refunds. And their response? Shut it down, lads. No. No. No one gets a refund now. Everyone go home. Show's over. Robot customer service man, engage.
Customers who have downloaded the game are not eligible for a refund. We apologize for the...
Warum? Warum? Ich meine, customers who have downloaded, wenn du dein Spiel gekauft hast und reingucken willst, um festzustellen, dass das Spiel suckt, wie willst du das machen, ohne zu downloaden? Man hat es davon abgesehen, dass der Kram wahrscheinlich sogar automatisch anfängt zu downloaden. We apologize for the inconvenience. Oh ja, so alles gut, oh, kein Problem. If there's anything else we can assist you, please reply to this mail. Ja, ist klar.
Inconvenience. Die.
A few things followed. First, people got mad. One hardcore gamer even trashed a GameStop for refusing his refund.
Alter, was geht mit dem ab? Na, das muss jetzt ja nicht sein, ne?
A bit of an
der GameStop-Dude kann da nichts für.
Second, the media. And third, a class action lawsuit. Their inconsistent refund policy and terms.
Das ist ja noch viel schlimmer, als ich das überhaupt mitgekriegt habe. Das ist das Survival MMO. Es hat ja jeder mitgekriegt, dass das Spiel komplett im Arsch ist, ja? Aber das ist ja noch viel schlimmer, als ich mir das gedacht habe. Und wisst ihr, wer wahrscheinlich im Endeffekt drunter leiden wird? Das Team, was das unter diesen beschissenen Vorgaben und dem Spast entwickeln musste. Die haben wahrscheinlich die Arschkarte am Ende. Wahrscheinlich wird das Studio dicht gemacht oder sie werden rausgeschmissen oder sie kriegen keinen Bonus. Oder sie haben wahrscheinlich die Arschkarte am Ende. Ja? Die Typen, die es entwickelt haben und wahrscheinlich ihr Bestes sogar noch gegeben haben.
November 27th, 2018. Miglashio and Rathod LLP filed a class action suit on behalf of customers. Media quickly picked up on that. Their main argument is that it's a sometimes unplayable game owing to its technical problems.
Das könnte man so sagen, ja.
And that Bethesda is engaged in a strategy to release it anyway and then slowly patch their way into a more playable state. Updates on this lawsuit are slow, so I'll keep you informed on the second channel. Ad time.
Look, there's a meteor headed straight to Earth. Oh my god. We must do something. Was anyone curious enough to read about it online? Not me. Not me either. Nope. Oh no! Now people think I'm dumb and I have died a virgin.
Don't let this happen to you. Get curiosity.
Fuck! Das ist ja wirklich ein Ad. Ich dachte erst, das gehört zum Video dabei. Wer hat noch gedacht, das gehört eigentlich zum Fallout-Video dabei? Komm, wir gucken uns das an. Ich meine, der Kerl hat sich Mühe gegeben mit 26 Minuten Video und das ist ein wirklich gutes Video, wie es aussieht. Wir lassen jetzt auch seine Ads laufen.
It's a streaming platform with some of the best documentaries and non-fiction from around the world. Partial nudity, maybe if you look hard enough. But more importantly, the most arousing thing of all.
Oh ja.
Knowledge.
Kregasm.
Works for your Roku, Android, etc., etc. It works on everything, okay? Science, nature, history, tech, society.
CuriosityStream.com/internethistorian for unlimited access to the world's free top documentaries and non-fiction series.
Use the promo code Internet.
Er hört sich übelst gehypt an über diesen Service.
Get the first 30 days free, then cancel any time. Wink. Please, look, I need sponsors. I bought a lifetime supply of toilet paper, thinking I was saving money, but then I left it.
Ich meine, sogar sein Sellout ist gut gemacht. Was willst du da sagen, hä?
CuriosityStream.com/internethistory.
Ja, sogar ein guter Sellout.
Let's rewind a little bit. Fallout fans made their pre-orders, and the most dedicated pre-ordered the Power Armor Edition.
Ja, das hat jeder mitgekriegt, glaube ich.
It came with a
helmet,
box, map, Army Toys. And a genuine West Tech.
Ach, das ist es mit der Tasche. Es gab ja zwei Pre-Order, nennen wir es mal in Anführungsstrichen, Skandale. Das mit der Tasche und das mit der Cola.
Canvas Bag. Fast forward to the release. And customers noticed that their precious bags, which are supposed to be made of the finest canvas and lamb.
Was sonst?
Look a bit different.
Was ist das? Das sieht schlechter aus, als wenn du es bei AliExpress bestellst. Ey, jede 0815 Tasche mit einem Aufdruck von AliExpress wäre besser gewesen.
It looks like a carry bag, a real bag.
Das sieht aus wie eine Kühltasche vom Lidl. Ups. Das sieht aus wie eine... Oh Mist. Das sieht wirklich auch wie eine Kühltasche vom Lidl.
Come in. Do they really just advertise one thing and deliver another? Can't do that. So there was a surge of backlash, and people began emailing Bethesda,
backlash,
asking for refunds, asking for answers. By this point, customer service
erstmal face rolled
over it. They are done with the facade, and they send this email in response.
Hello. We are sorry that you aren't happy with the bag. The bag shown in the media was a prototype and was too expensive to make. We aren't...
Okay, ey, wenigstens erzählen sie jetzt nichts mehr, ja?
Planning on doing anything about it.
Ernsthaft? Das haben die geschrieben? Normalerweise labern sie ja da immer noch ein bisschen drumherum, so nach dem Motto, wir möchten die beste User Experience liefern und, bla 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 bla, ja. Aber, na gut, Leute, ich gehe mal davon aus, dass, was war das mit der Cola? Also, kommt vielleicht noch, wenn nicht, erzähle ich es danach. Ich gehe mal davon aus, dass der Support-Mensch einfach keinen Bock mehr auf den Scheiß hat. Vielleicht war das sein letzter Tag, hat schon gekündigt, hat sich gedacht, ey, mit dem Laden will ich nichts mehr zu tun haben. Und dann hat er nochmal Support-E-Mail rausgehauen.
Don't doing anything about it.
Genial.
That's the whole email. Staff at Bethesda aren't even hiding their contempt anymore. Naturally, the internet goes wild.
Are you fucking kidding me? Wow. Wow. Well, I got so mad, I shaved everything off my face.
Okay, guys, this is a bit of a PR nightmare. We have to quell the outrage. What do? Well, we've got this in-game currency. Let's just give them the minimum amount of that. Fantastic idea.
Wisst ihr, was das Schlimme ist bei sowas? Wisst ihr, was das Schlimme ist bei sowas? Das ist ja das Erste, was so einem Laden einfällt, so nach dem Motto, lass uns In-Game-Currency verteilen oder lass uns bei einem MMO einen Tag Playtime geben und sowas. Und wisst ihr, was das Schlimmste daran ist? Dass 95% der Leute das abfeiern. Dass 95% der Leute feiern das ab. Der Hersteller kann den größten Scheiß verzapft haben und sagt dann, ja, wir geben euch ein Gratis-Pad oder irgendwie sowas in einem MMO und die Leute alle, oh mein Gott, ist das geil, ein Gratis-Pad, wir lieben den Hersteller. Die Leute, das ist das eigentlich Schlimme daran.
Hey,
ich meine, guck mal, der Mist hat 6000 Likes. Moment, wir müssen uns mal die Antworten angucken. Ich wette mit euch, die meisten, die feiern das. Okay, ja, na, jetzt ist zu spät, sich die Antworten anzugucken. Jetzt ist ja das Ganze drumherum schon passiert.
Power Armor Edition is hereby entitled to $5 worth of in-game currency that you'll be able to spend with us. 500 atoms? Fuck yeah! What are you gonna do with your atoms? I'm gonna buy 5/18 of the white paint version of the power armor. Whoa! What about you? Lightwood laminate, lightwood laminate, lightwood laminate. Fuck the bag! He's right! Fuck the bag! Lightwood laminate, lightwood laminate, lightwood laminate, lightwood laminate, lightwood laminate. Of course, this was Bethesda's fantasy of what would happen. What really happened is further out, and even the media started piling on.
Almost heaven. West Virginia.
It even became part of that class action lawsuit from earlier. Bethesda put out a tweet apologizing for their curt customer service and gave a different excuse for why they didn't make the bags. A shortage of material, apparently.
Yeah.
That was quickly debunked.
Ist klar.
Because it turns out they did make the canvas bag, except they gave them all out to influencers.
Yeah, die sorgen ja auch dafür, dass noch mehr Leute den Crap kaufen.
But it's sourced from that ever scarce material, canvas.
But what's more, man kriegt teilweise, also jetzt nicht mehr, ich mache irgendwie keine Videos, aber zu Zeiten, wo ich noch Videos gemacht habe, du kriegst teilweise random in der Post irgendwelche Dinger geschickt. Halt von irgendwelchen Läden, mit denen du dich ganz gut gestellt hast, ja. Und das ist oftmals kein Crap. Wie gesagt, beispielsweise die Asus-Mütze, die ist übelst nice, die ziehe ich immer noch gerne an. Und die tun ja auch irgendwie ganz gut daran, sich da ein bisschen einzuschleimen, weil letztendlich sorgen die Leute dafür, dass der Kram sich noch mehr verkauft. Die Xbox-T-Shirts sind auch übelst nice. Das ist kein Crap, den man da kriegt.
That it turns out there is a canvas bag in the game. If you don the postman's outfit, which of course can be found at the Atom Shop.
Wo sonst?
For 700 atoms. Ooh, just short.
Du kannst hier noch nicht mal mit der Belohnung, die du kriegst. Dachte schon, meine Kopfhörer spinnen. Wieso? Was ist? Hört man mich nicht? Oder was? Doch. Okay, ich find's, muss ich überlegen, das ist ja voll der Witz. Ey, du kannst dir mit dem, was du als Belohnung kriegst, dafür, dass deine Tasche eine Lidl-Einkaufstüte ist, kannst du dir nicht mal den Kram in-game kaufen.
Well, the bleating from the online community continued, and Bethesda's lawyers realized there would be trouble, so they decided to capitulate. Alright, fine. We'll make your precious fucking bag. If you want to claim it, you'll have to fill out this form with your name, personal details, address, etc.
Das kenne ich! Das kenne ich! Das hab ich mitgekriegt! Das habe ich mitgekriegt! Und zwar, was jetzt passiert ist...
If you want to claim it,
was jetzt passiert, ich muss euch das vor... Du musstest dieses Formular ausfüllen, und dann gibt es eine Seite, wo du gucken konntest, wer alles sich dafür eingetragen hat. Public. Das habe ich mitgekriegt. Das kommt bestimmt erst gleich. Da gab es eine Seite, da konntest du quasi nachgucken, wer sich eingetragen hat. Und du hast quasi im Klartext Name, Adresse und alles gefunden.
Name, personal details, address, etc., etc. And we'll ship out the bag to you in 4 to 6 months. But it doesn't quite end there. Because Bethesda is known for bugs, and of course their website is a buggy mess too. Turns out all of the customer support inquiries are unsecure and open to the public. In fact, people can open, close, and change them at will. Listed are details of full legal names, phone numbers, home addresses, and more.
If you've Blackfire 21 bestimmt. Ich meine, es gab nicht, sie haben nicht umsonst da jede Menge Klagen schon gehabt am Anfang. Garantiert, und die haben bestimmt auch einige angezeigt. Und ich hoffe, die kriegen da so ein reingefahren für den Mist. Gut ist.
Requested your canvas bag, you've just been doxed.
Das ist so unfähig, ey. Das ist so unfähig. Wie viel Scheiße kann man eigentlich auf einmal bauen? Und wir sind, das Video geht noch 10 Minuten.
Not knowing how to immediately fix the problem, Bethesda panics and temporarily shuts down the whole website.
Ja, was anderes blieb mir auch noch übrig.
Is the tale of the Duffel Kerfuffle. How could this have been so difficult? They made one for New Vegas. One last piece of merch.
Genau, die Cola.
Nuka Cola Dark. Pre-orders available in September. Shipped out on November 14th. $80 plus postage and handling. Not cheap. But in return, you got a very cool bootle. Looks good on the shelf. A great conversation piece with the family over Thanksgiving. Or at least it would have been. November 14th came and went, and there was no rum. Okay. A week later, on November 21st, an email comes through. There's a delay.
Ach.
Things aren't up to the usual Fallout standard, they say.
Wonkers.
The usual Fallout standard.
Wenn die... Wenn die Cola-Flasche dem Usual Fallout Standard entsprochen hätte, würde ich mir die wahrscheinlich nicht in die Wohnung stellen. Da musst du ja Angst haben, dass die Wohnung abbrennt. Oder wahrscheinlich klitscht dir die Cola-Flasche in die Wand und du kriegst sie nicht mehr raus.
All of this just works. Things aren't up to the usual Fallout Standard.
So we'll have it for you soon. No specific date given.
1 week later.
Nothing. Then on December 5th, another email. Good news. We start shipping on December 12th. It's been nearly 3 months since you pre-ordered, but as a show of good faith, we made this promotional video for you. And this is where things went from tardy to retardy. Right there. Did you catch that? That's just a regular industry bottle and a plastic shell. We paid $80 and waited a quarter of a year for a plastic shell.
Das könnte ich aus meinem 3D-Drucker ausdrucken. Das sieht aus wie aus dem 3D-Drucker.
Shell?
Okay, nee, es sieht nicht aus wie ein 3D-Drucker. Du siehst nicht, also es sieht zumindest von dem Abstand nicht aus wie aus dem 3D-Drucker. Oder zumindest wie aus dem 3D-Drucker und schön poliert. Aber sowas kannst du dir aus dem 3D-Drucker schöner ausdrucken.
People were not happy. Look at that ratio. Nothing in the marketing said that it was a plastic.
Ey, aber das wird, also das da, es gibt ein Video, was noch, das kann, also das ist nix, ja, das ist nix. Das Video mit den schlechtesten Bewertungen ist immer noch das da. Gibt's das überhaupt noch? Gibt's das Video überhaupt noch? Das Originalvideo gibt's, glaube ich, nicht mehr. Aber nichtsdestotrotz, die sind ähnlich schlecht, die Bewertung. So fail alles, so fail. Da siehst du halt mal, was passiert, wenn irgendwelche Anzugs-BWL-Köppe deinen Laden... Okay, jetzt ist wahrscheinlich wieder die Leute... Egal, dass den Laden übernehmen und die von Games keine Ahnung haben. Von gescheiten Games. Dann kommt sowas raus. Habt ihr denn keine Smartphones, Leute?
That ratio. Nothing in the marketing said that it was a plastic shell. Super premium, we were promised. And the media agree. People began canceling their orders. Silver Screen
Moment.
Tries to...
Man kann seine Order noch canceln, 3 Monate danach? Der Modern Warfare Trailer, ne, der Modern Warfare Trailer hat doch ganz gute Bewertungen, oder? Der hat saumäßig gute Bewertungen. Infinity War hatte scheiß Bewertungen, ja, aber ich glaube nicht so schlecht. War es ein bisschen lauter?
To convince people that it's not cheap and shitty. It actually cost us twice as much to make the plastic one than the glass one. Then what the fuck? We spent 100 hours coding the design. Convincing stuff. So it arrives, just a few days before Christmas. The rum is about the quality you'd expect.
Can I swear on this? It's my own show.
Worse is the design. The oversized lip means liquid can pour inside the shell.
Hard to pour because how they made this damn thing. Spilled like half the shot.
Very dribbly.
So you're best off opening the whole thing up to prevent spilling. If you do that, there's a good chance that you'll snap the flimsy plastic. Any liquid will immediately ruin this cheap paper sticker. Some made their own at home and the quality was about on par.
Oh,
but look, if you do want
schlecht.
A decent version of this product, there are reputable sellers of them. They're on Etsy. They're far cheaper and they actually give a shit.
Moment, Leute. Wir gucken jetzt mal was. AliExpress. Nuka Cola. Bottle. Es gibt keine Nuka-Cola-Bottle und AliExpress. Da bin ich jetzt aber enttäuscht. Also da bin ich von den Chinesen echt enttäuscht. Aber es gibt genug andere.
Gonna lie though, some of the memes that came out of this were pretty good. Now, many claim that this was an honest mistake.
Sorry.
Natürlich.
Or that customers were at fault for misinterpreting ambiguous marketing.
Ja, was sonst?
I disagree. All of the marketing shows other glass items. All of the mock-ups
show
something more akin to frosted glass than plastic. They give plenty of descriptions of the product too, and not once do they mention
plastic. Du hast immer die Leute, das finde ich bei vielen Sachen komplett lächerlich, ne? Du hast die Leute, die übelst, so die richtig Hardcore-Fanboys hast du immer. Die quasi jeden Strohhalm nehmen, um irgendeine Firma zu feiern. So was weiß ich, PSN ist kaputt, 3 Tage am Stück, und Sony schreibt dann irgendwie, ja, aber wir behaut irgendwie so 0815 Marketing-Tweet raus, und nach dem Motto, ja, wir sind immer, unser Ziel ist es immer, die bestmöglichste Online-Erfahrung zu bieten, hast du sofort die Fanboys am Start, so nach dem Motto, ja, was erwartet ihr auch von einem kostenlosen Service? Naja, gut, der Service ist dabei, wird beworben, ich erwarte, dass der funktioniert. Also mittlerweile ist PSN nicht mehr kostenlos, ja, mittlerweile kostet das was. Aber du hast immer so irgendwelche Fanboys am Start, und es ist das Dümmste, was du machen kannst, weil die Firma, also das Unternehmen an sich, die scheißt ja komplett auf diese Leute. Es ist ja nicht mal, als interessiert das die jemand. Das ist richtig dumm, so dieses Ultra-Gefanboy von irgendwelchen Marken, von irgendwelchen Unternehmen, vor allem so grundlos Gefanboy.
And they were engaged in a bunch of other tomfuckery as well. Before the product was even available, they flooded their own product reviews with a bunch of 5 stars.
Ja, was sonst?
This raised some eyebrows, and people on Reddit even called them out for it. So they deleted them.
Oh.
You can see all this activity on the Wayback Machine. Now, if they're happy to deceive people in this way, it seems silly to give them the benefit of the doubt about the glass. It's also worth quickly talking about the Bethesda merch store. Some of these items are pretty neat. That's cool. Good idea. I'd have that. Fallout 76 pant. Singular. But why is he so mad? The photography is all just slightly...
Oh, das ist ein bisschen unglückliches Foto.
This gaudy jacket was mocked relentlessly on social media. But does the 76 in 276...
Alter! Ist das denn ihr Ernst? Ist das für Leute, die Geld scheißen? Für so eine Plastikjäckchen $276?
Dollars really make it more immersive. And why did they just toss it on the ground? And it comes in this crumpled up toddler body bag. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars in merch and you don't have an eye on? Why is she wearing the size XXL? She's clearly not happy about it. But who looked at this and said, good job, print? Now that's surprising.
Aw.
And what the fuck? They made the bottle properly. Yeah, one of those, please.
Ja, aber die kannst du dir für 30 Euro kaufen.
Is that so hard? Let's get back to the game. December 2018. There are 2 new patches released that caused quite a stir. First, the good. For PC, they included a number of quality of life improvements, nice, including push to talk. Gun.
Ups. Heißt das, habe ich das jetzt richtig gesehen? Das Game hatte ein Multiplayer-Game mit Voice Chat, hatte keine Push-to-Talk-Option.
The game. December 2018. There are 2 new patches released that caused quite a stir. First, the good. For PC, they included a number of quality of life improvements, including push to talk. But it also brought in field of view sliders. Hooray! Increased stash capacity from 400 pounds to 600 pounds, and a small buff to automatic weapons. Hooray! They decreased the carry weight of bobby pins so it no longer took up 10 to 20% of people's inventory.
I got a box of bobby pins the other week that said, weigh these.
There were also upgrades to the camp that allowed for easier construction, and a bunch of bug fixes. Hooray! The bad. A whole bunch of unannounced stealth nerfs. They generally
Das ist ja fast wie bei Blizzard.
Game
grindier. Emo production was decreased. Fusion cores burnt out faster. Legendary enemies
spawned less frequently. Time sync.
On guard. I'll fuck you up.
And the backlash was
significant. Whoa, scheiße.
Everybody knew why.
Ich hab meinen Tee umgekippt.
To encourage people to use the atomic.
Ich muss mal kurz sauber machen. Glück ist nichts auf den Rechner gelaufen oder so. Raspberry lag auch nicht drin, das ist doch auch schon mal gut. Es lag ein Brief von Unity Media drin, das ist jetzt wirklich wild. Der ist jetzt komplett durchweicht und im Arsch, aber okay. Galul. Ich glaube, es geht wieder. Gut. Ich weiß auch gar nicht, wie ich das geschafft habe, ehrlich gesagt. Ne? Die Tasse steht relativ weit weg. Keine Ahnung, wie ich das geschafft habe, umzuschmeißen. Ach je. Okay. Es war kurz. Es wäre kurz vor Monka Smoke war das. Wenn ein paar Zentimeter nach rechts wäre es zumindest auf den Streaming-Rechner gelaufen. So, zum Glück habe ich noch ein bisschen Tee da. Gleich mal retryen. Aber ich habe jetzt eine Klopapierrolle hier. Kann ja nicht mehr passieren. Ne? So, weiter.
Comic Shop.
Moment. Ich habe jetzt, weiß gar nicht, wo wir gewesen sind.
And the backlash.
Ach, dass sie genervt haben.
Because everybody knew why Bethesda was doing it. To encourage people to use the Atomic Shop.
And let's talk briefly about. Na klar, Timesync erhöhen, dass die Leute Ingame-Zeug kaufen, weil spätestens jetzt ist denen ja klar, das Game wird von sich keine großartige Kohle mehr abwerfen. Jetzt muss man versuchen, die paar verbliebenen Leute noch irgendwie so wie es geht in den Ingame-Shop oder möglichst viel im Ingame-Shop aus den Leuten rauszudrücken.
And the backlash was significant, because everybody knew why Bethesda was doing it. To encourage people to use the Atomic Shop. And let's talk briefly about that store. Some of the prices are outrageous. A Christmas tree for $12, a Santa outfit for $20,
big brains.
Blue yellow paint for $18. Oh look.
$18, dass du deine Rüstung gelb färben kannst. Da sind ja Black Ops 4 Skins und Gedulds oder wie heißt die Black Ops Black Market? Ist ja nichts dagegen.
The same sweater vest and slacks item imported from Fallout 4. But the biggest offense of all was the holiday emote.
Das hier, Leute, das ist auch was, das finde ich. Ich weiß nicht, ob das verboten werden soll, aber ich finde es auf jeden Fall fragwürdig. Aber das machen alle so. Und zwar das hier. Das ist nicht off. Und das ist auch nicht limited. Was bitteschön soll an einem Ingame-Item limited sein? Oder was soll an einem, Wisst ihr, was ich meine? Das ist total bescheuert. Das ist so, das ist einfach, wir generieren Fake-Druck auf die Leute. So nach dem Motto, es ist limited, nur 14 Tage. Aber jetzt ist es doch, guck mal, es ist doch schon 50% billiger. Deswegen müsste man jetzt eigentlich zuschlagen. Das ist vor allem bei virtuellen Gegenständen komplett aus der Luft gegriffen und hat überhaupt keinerlei realitätsbezogene Grundlage. Man kann das einfach draufschreiben. Das machen aber alle Ingame-Shops und das finde ich, also das da, so diese Limited-Time und dieses auch, das finde ich fragwürdig, weil es bei virtuellen Items überhaupt keinen Sinn ergibt.
Bundle. $24 for some Christmas-themed emotes. Twice the price of these games.
Das, oder?
The media agreed that these were egregious prices. But worse, they're engaged in some deceiving marketing practices too.
Ja.
Oh look, it's marked down half price.
Genau.
But it's not.
Genau.
It was released half price.
Das ist Skamas.
They're artificially jacking up the price, only to then give it a fake limited time discount.
Das ist hardcore Skamas.
Sense of urgency. That's illegal. Here in Australia at least, in Canada and in the EU. Reddit quickly picked up on this and pointed it out. Bethesda reacted by scrapping the discount and just setting it as the always intended price.
Das ist so krass, Skamas.
Okay, it's been about 25 minutes of shops. So I'm just gonna leave it here. I didn't even get a chance to touch on the new pay-to-win fiasco. The new camera item that lets you teleport. Dwindling
what?
Player numbers. But on the flip side, they're also adding new content and improving the game over time. Heck, No Man's Sky was a surprising comeback.
Das stimmt.
So, maybe Bethesda can do it too. But for now, Todd returns to cryostasis. Hiding in his bunker until the bombs of outrage stop falling. And returning only when it's time to get our hopes up once again.
CuriosityStream.com/internethistorian.
Richtig gutes Video.
Not many people know this, but I'm actually quite a good rap
artist. Ist das Game mittlerweile halbwegs spielbar? Ich habe das Game weder gekauft noch gespielt in letzter Zeit, aber ich tippe mal auf nein.
Rappist, if you will. So I'm going to say all these names for you from the credits as fast as I possibly can.
Richtig gutes Video. Also ich meine, er hat ja schon 8 Millionen Aufrufe, das ist schon mal sehr nice. Aber ihr könnt ja mal vorbeigehen und auch nochmal liken oder commenten. Wir wollen uns jetzt ja hier nicht den Content rippen irgendwie von YouTube. Was hat denn der sonst? Ich kenne den überhaupt nicht. Was hat denn der sonst noch so? Instagrabbing of Dank Memes. Jeder hat noch mehr Zeug. Also, das war ein richtig gutes Video. Richtig nice. Like, Comment, Subscribe, Patreon, Donation, alles. Ja. Okay, was haben wir als nächstes Video? Ich muss mal gucken. Leute, ich gehe mal kurz aufs Klo. Wenn ihr irgendwas habt, was wir noch gucken müssen unbedingt, schickt's mal. Ansonsten nehme ich aus meiner Playlist das nächste. Und dann sind wir, glaube ich, auch demnächst mal wach. Was soll jetzt bitte ein bisschen Clickbait, Prank und Challenge? Jetzt gerade euer Haupt bedingt. Reaction. Wir reacten einfach. Wir gucken jetzt noch einen. Nochmal ein uraltes Video. 11 Jahre, es wird ja immer älter, ey. Ist aber auch übelst lustig.
Now loading Assassin's Creed.
Ja, Leute. 480p. Die sind ja, ich weiß gar nicht, ob die den neuen Assassin's Creed immer noch so durch die Menge laufen, wo sie alles antatschen. Alter, der Typ, der wird, den hätten sie 100 pro heute schon instant verhaftet, ey. Oh Gott, da würde ich mich auch verpissen. Okay? Der Typ neben dem. Alter, alles gut? Alles gut? Den hätten sie heute schon instant geschnappt, gleich, und getasert. Die waren echt ihrer Zeit voraus, würden die heute so Videos machen, das wird voll durch die Decke gehen. So, also ich hab gerade mal meine Playlist geguckt, ich hätte jetzt noch zwei Videos drinne, die man gucken könnte, und zwar einmal hätte ich was in 10 Top 10 Insane Shits Happen at Gaming Tournaments. Okay, anscheinend habe ich mir gedacht, das klingt interessant. Oder Top 10 Sachen You Didn't Know About JavaScript. Was wollen wir gucken? Geht beides irgendwie 10 Minuten. Also es ist übrigens gar nicht Top 10 JavaScript, es ist irgendwie Things You Didn't Know. Was? Primitive Technology hat was Neues. Primitive Technology. Das. Oh, Alter, mein Headset. Alter, mein Headset. The fuck? Was ist jetzt los, ey? Hatte das auch gerade? Das ist übelst rumgespackt, ey. Ich hatte jetzt übelst Gerausche im Headset, ey. Als ich das Video aufgemacht habe. Ach, das sind die Videos. Ja, das kenne ich. Der baut jetzt 10 Minuten lang irgendwas. Baut er denn diesmal? Einen Ofen. Der hat schon verdammt viele Öfen gebaut. Also gefühlt jedes dritte Video baut er einen Ofen. Das gucke ich auch immer. Finde ich sehr entspannend, diese Sorte von Videos. das ja. Bad shit, crazy things happen at gaming tournaments. Yeah, auch mal.
Gaming tournaments can be odd experiences, but since we can't all go to them, we can talk about what happens at them.
Erstmal 4K.
I'm Falcon and today on Game Ranks, 10 bad shit crazy things that happen.
Warum muss das Ding eigentlich bad shit crazy heißen? Es klickt da mehr Leute drauf, oder wie?
Happen at gaming tournaments. Number 10, in a Counter-Strike tournament in Russia, of course in Russia, a team promoter tried to mess up another team by bringing a ton of strippers into the game room while the tournament was happening, who were instructed to do everything they could to distract the players. Now, this is why we call people pro gamers. This meant nothing to the players. They were not distracted one bit.
Moment, wann? Ach, 2009. Ach, 2009, ja gut. 2009, okay, das. Das war noch andere Zeit. Was hast du eigentlich für eine Leitung? Naja, nachdem ich jetzt meinen VDSL bei der Telekom gekündigt habe, also das läuft jetzt noch eine Woche, habe ich aktuell nur die 5 Mbit Up und 100 Mbit Down von Unity Media, aber sobald das umgeschaltet wurde, werde ich upgraden auf 40 Up, 400 Down von Unity Media.
That's professionalism. In all seriousness, that is impressive. You can distract me while I'm playing a game by making small sounds. Stop it, I'm trying to play this game.
Naja, das Problem habe ich nicht. Wenn ich mein Headset auf habe, lenkt mich nichts ab.
Korean StarCraft player
das haben wir schon geguckt im Stream. Das kennen wir schon. Das ist der Dude, der mit seinem Fuß spielt.
That in order to beat his opponent and make it all the more embarrassing, he would use his foot to play the game.
I mean, not just immer noch geil.
His right hand and his left foot, but
obviously immer noch geil, ey. Is,
like outright mockery, essentially. Like, look at me, I don't need my hands, I can use my toesy-wozies. And let's not forget, these are people playing in a tournament, both of them are very good.
Das so haben wir aber schon mal like geguckt vor einem Jahr oder so.
On somebody who has no skill whatsoever. This is a guy in a professional StarCraft tournament competing at a very high level, who is using his feet just for shits and giggles, I guess. That is a madman. Number 8, at a Street Fighter V tournament, in a match between Christopher Gonzalez and Naoto Sako, an apparent fan of Gonzalez rushed the stage.
Okay, fighting games kenne ich mich null aus.
And gave him some advice to win.
Kennt man
at
die
least
Dudes?
Supposedly. I can't tell you what he actually said. But hey, remember how in the first thing I said even the smallest sound messes me up while playing video games sometimes? Yeah, this was a spectator event in which he was up against somebody who was impossibly good at the game. The match was done. He was just obliterated. So they kicked the fan out of the venue and tried to reset the players to where
ich meine, dass die Bühne überhaupt so weit unten ist, dass du mal drauf jumpen kannst, ist auch schon mal merkwürdig.
This is an extreme dick move on the part of whoever the hell that was. Number 7, a professional CSGO player was vac-banned in the middle of a tournament.
Ja, da gab das ist aber nicht nur einer, da gab's ein paar. Da gab's ein paar vac-bans von in Turnieren.
Team called Team Property got banned in a match between their team and the Hellraisers 9.
Das ist halt echt fail.
And for people who don't play CSGO or any multiplayer stuff on Steam, to be VAC banned means the Valve Anti-Cheat System, the VAC, banned you from playing the game. Meaning, Emilio from Team Property was using cheating software in a multiplayer match in a full-blown real tournament. For money. That's money for people who don't speak idiot. Yeah, he got banned from all future tournaments, and his team got disqualified from that tournament. Look, I've said that cheating in single-player games is up to the person's taste, but cheating in multiplayer games is scummy, especially when there's, you know, a real tournament going on that may be for cash. That's people's livelihoods you're trying to cheat around. Number 6, in one Japanese tournament of a game called World of Tanks, they had a porn star who basically acted as sort of a host of the event, but also, and this is the batshit crazy part, when people lost, she would remove her panties, autograph.
Alter, die Japaner! Die Japaner!
drop them and give them to the loser. Now, before you ask why we're talking about this, remember what the title of this video is. And yeah, that's just so obviously outlandish. And apparently not that out of place.
Ja, Fahler, das ist, da machst du mir gar keine Gedanken drum.
2012, 3000 people.
Vielleicht sollte man, vielleicht ist es ja auch eine Anregung für manche, dass sie sagen, sie streben eine Pro-Karriere in World of Tanks an.
Chanted.
Was? Was? Moment.
2012, 3000 people chanted. Now, LAN meaning local play. But this didn't just happen for no reason. The multiplayer in the game is funneled through Battle.net and does not allow for any kind of local play. And in the midst of the tournament, right as a match was about to end,
the connection
to Battle.net was lost.
Stimmt, die hatten damals ja noch kein Replay. Die hatten in StarCraft, muss ich das mal überlegen, ne? Die hatten ja noch keine Replay-Geschichte in StarCraft damals. In StarCraft 2. Das kam ja, glaube ich, erst mit dem zweiten Add-on oder so, ne? Vielleicht ist da jemand auf einem besseren, laufenderen Stand als ich, was StarCraft angeht. Aber mittlerweile haben sie das. Sie hatten das Problem, dass du Matches, und das ist eigentlich total beknackt, Online-Turnier-Matches, wo, wenn die Verbindung zwischendrin abgebrochen ist, konntest du die nicht an der Stelle weitermachen, wo du aufgehört hast, sondern musstest komplett replayen.
And the match was just basically tossed out. When the match was redone, the player who was going to lose won the match, and that obviously isn't fair, but there's really no way around it, or there wasn't at the time anyhow. The lead designer of StarCraft II was in attendance, and as you might understand, why seeing that many people telling you that LAN needs to be put back into the game might make you a bit taken aback. Number 4, a blind Street Fighter V player won a pool match in a full-blown tournament. Now, this is somebody who actually managed to, without seeing a damn thing, know where their character was on screen, what direction they were facing, and exactly what to do to beat a skilled opponent. It's just that a timing-based game that, honestly, I could never play without looking at it. It is full-blown a visual experience for me. Was essentially conquered by somebody without any sight. Like, at no point could they have practiced it with sight and tried to transfer the skills to another sense. They had to learn to play the game without seeing the game. That's amazing. Number 3,
kann man nicht vorstellen, wie das funktionieren soll. Weil ich meine, bei Fighting Games kommt ja ganz extrem drauf an, dass du erstens das schnell siehst, verarbeitest und eine schnelle Reaktion hast.
By the name of Revan was accused of not calling out during tournament
play. Das kenn ich.
Now, this is
kann ich mich dran erinnern.
One of the best things that's ever happened, because instead of starting to call out, which by the way is the act of calling out enemy locations as you're observing the terrain,
der schwätzt jetzt gleich wie verrückt rum,
where they should be focusing their attention. He made note that there was nothing going on, and that's the reason he wasn't calling things out. He was further asked to call things out again, so instead of just being like, okay, I said what's going on, he started to call out the fact that there was nothing there.
There's no one boxes, no one boxes. I got B-flag covered. There's no one here, no one here, no one here.
Yo, I don't see anyone front.
Be still clear. I'm looking closet. Closet clear as well. I'm looking front. Burns got front. I'm looking closet. Nothing closet right now. Closet clear.
He kept going to different locations that he was observing and calling out that there was no enemies or that he was looking at boxes. It's pretty funny. And
ja, da kann ich mich dran erinnern.
The video itself is great. I would give it the full 140
seconds
it deserves.
And
go
Ghost?
Check it out yourself.
Infinite
Warfare,
ach, keine Ahnung.
And I can't really say that this has only happened once. It's actually happened several times, but people get too excited about winning. They start to taunt their opponents. In some cases, they refuse to shake their opponent's hands. Like, being a sore winner, I think, is much worse than being a sore loser, because you literally don't have anything to stand on when you say it.
Charles YouTube videos, yo.
Sore loser, it's like, okay, you lost. I understand why you're upset, at least. But when you win, and you're like, you'll never beat me! Never beat me! Ah, like, you don't look like you're dominating these people in any way. Just so people know. Like, when you do this, you look like a damn fool. Don't do this. And finally, number 1, a guy in a Super Smash Bros. Tournament decided, hey, you know what? I'm gonna play with this with the fishing rod controller for a different game. You know, a fishing game? Yeah. So, he really reeled in the competition. I mean, he took out his fishing rod, and the other player really took the bait. I mean, he cast it, and immediately we were all hooked. That is to say, we couldn't take our eyes off of it. Only it was fishing, and you get it, right? It was a bad joke. All three of them were bad jokes, but you get all
ich
of them,
right? Ich finde den Joke nicht bad. Ich finde den Joke finde ich lustig.
And a quick bonus, there was a Dota 2 rage quit competition, literally in which the idea was to have the best rage quit. I don't know how you do
gut,
that,
das ist gestellt.
It was interesting to watch. The table's thrown, so. What's the most batshit crazy thing you have ever seen in a gaming competition? Leave it in the comments if it happens to be within this video.
Also Bad Shit Sachen in der Gaming Competition fällt mir jetzt nichts ein. Sachen, die wirklich Shit waren, fällt mir das Battlefield 1 Event ein. Aber das ist ja keine Gaming Competition. Ich fand den mit dem Fuß am besten. Ja, ich auch. Der Typ, der mit dem Fuß spielt, ist super. Silent Pain hat noch was geschickt. The worst CSGO Tournament ever. Okay, das gucken wir jetzt noch. Das geht nur 9 Minuten. Das gucken wir noch. Und dann muss ich mal aufs Klo.
This is the story of how one man's dumb idea created the worst tournament in esports history, managed to piss off some of esports' biggest teams, and bankrupt his own company. One LAN has lived in infamy as the worst event ever. The Fire Festival of Gaming, with missing computers, confiscated passports, and of course, not a cent of prize money paid out.
Shit is fucking...
Wisst ihr, was mir gerade auffällt, Leute? Wir machen Reaction-Videos. Wir machen einen Reaction-Stream gerade zu Reaction-Videos, die reacten. Das ist super meta, ey.
Event that has ever happened to the point where people are literally grateful to get out of the country with their lives, let alone their fucking prize money.
If you thought that iBuyPower Masters or the Shanghai Major had problems, let me introduce you to the gaming...
Ach, mir ist doch noch was eingefallen, was richtig Mist war, competitive. Es gab mal von MSI, und nein, ich flame nicht immer auf MSI rum, weil sie mich gebannt haben, sondern in dem Fall haben sie es wirklich verkackt. Sie haben mal ein Overwatch-Turnier gemacht, was nie stattgefunden hat, was 8 Stunden eine Warteschleife hatte, es geht gleich los.
Paradise.
That was the worst tournament ever. It was insane.
Gaming Paradise was the brainchild of Sasa Bullock, the CEO of a tournament organizer called The Gaming Resorts, which, confusingly, was not an actual resort. The event was supposed to hold Dota and CSGO tournaments with a $50,000 prize pool for each in Portoroz, Slovenia, a small town on the country's Adriatic coast. Bullock was a software engineer with no event production experience, so he turned to Petar Markovic and his tournament organizer company Gaming.rs to help turn his tournament...
Klingt schon wahnsinnig vertrauenserweckend, Gaming.rs. Ich weiß gar nicht, was ist denn RS überhaupt für ein Top-Level-Domain? Serbien. Okay, ich glaube, ich war noch nie im Leben auf der Domain RS.
Into reality. Gaming.rs organized the tournament and handled all the infrastructural concerns. That means stage, internet, venue. They are basically responsible for making sure the show happened. The gaming resorts, on the other hand, were the sponsor. That means they handled any of the financial concerns for the event. Paying for the venue, paying the prize money, all of the cash flow. Gaming Paradise was billed as a 3-day festival of, and I'm quoting here, live music, killer beer, and epic gaming.
Okay.
As teams flew into Slovenia for the CSGO qualifier, the gaming resorts were responsible for busing players from the airport to the venue. But the buses were late, and the players didn't actually arrive at the venue until 3 in the morning.
Летели в Венецию около полутора часа. Ждали там еще около часа, пока нас соберут организаторы, все команды, и посадят на автобус, и мы поедем все-таки в Словению. В итоге с горем...
Klingt ja nach ganz toller Organisation.
The next day games were supposed to be held.
Ach, ich glaube, das kenne ich. Ist das das Hotel, wo irgendwie einer am Ende dann eine Lebensmittelvergiftung von den Spielern hatte? Ist das das? Da war doch irgendwas, wo die Spieler dann eine Lebensmittelvergiftung hatten. Ist das das?
Tents outside. But everything got delayed because of a heavy storm that blew through the town.
Ein
Sturm.
Sie сказали, что штормовое предупреждение и типа вот сейчас дождь идет и вообще как-то так пасмурно, темно и не очень приятно. Вроде как приехали недалеко там, от моря, да, и в итоге такая погода. Ну, сказали, что матча сегодня не будет.
Okay.
Зато завтра мы будем играть там
походу в 2. Das ist ja schon mal, allein das ist ja schon mal fail. Was sollen sie denn spielen von 8 Uhr morgens bis 24 Uhr nachts, oder wie?
It was a literal act of God. A sign from the heavens that this tournament was cursed. And yet, the real show was only going to begin in a few months. In late August, Gaming RS went to the venue to start setting everything up. There was one problem, though. There were no PCs. According to Markovich, the gaming resorts were responsible for getting the computers from a gaming cafe in Brussels 12 hours away. But one of their drivers went completely MIA. Left with only one truck, which was more important, the PCs or the monitors? They chose the monitors. Yeah, I don't know why either.
What?
What actually happened, computers never came. So they changed their minds. They got some other PCs that weren't really for gaming. Those PCs didn't have graphic cards, and those arrived a bit late. So they then tried to manage to get some graphic cards so we can run the tournament.
Without the PCs from Brussels, the only computers they had left were 20 old workstations with out-of-date CPUs and graphics cards. But don't worry, they managed to upgrade the computers thanks to shady Bitcoin miners from Slovenia. The only problem was weren't powerful enough to run the games properly. All of this less than 1 week before the tournament.
Zumindest haben sie eine schöne Stage.
The CSGO tournament was supposed to start on September 6th, but of course it got delayed. When the games actually did start, the stream quality was subpar, to say the least. See, in all the scramble to set everything up and get graphics cards, no one tested the stream. And while they were promised decent internet, what they got was garbage. On day two, Gaming Paradise announced the Dota 2 tournament was just canceled. They said that because they were having so much trouble running CSGO, it was best for them to just focus on fixing all of that first.
Ja, und was machst du mit den Leuten? Ich meine, da haben sich Leute Tickets für gekauft, also eventuell. Die Teams sind angereist für die Games. Wie sieht's mit Preisgeld und allem aus? Hallo?
But instead of
du kannst das nicht am gleichen Tag canceln.
Fixing the issues, things actually got much, much worse. What's the worst thing you can imagine happening to you at an esports event?
Dünnschiss.
Losing?
Nein, Dünnschiss ist das Schlimmste, was ich mir vorstellen kann während so einem Event.
Not getting paid? Try getting your passport confiscated by the police.
Okay, nein, das ist noch schlimmer als Dünnschiss.
Thing that happened today, one of our staff members from Gaming RS approached me and told me that he can't get his passport from the reception of the whole marina where this is venue and where this venue is and the hotel and everything. We went to the reception and asked what's going on, and they told us that the venue and the marina didn't get paid enough to give us the personal IDs and to get back to the rooms.
This was a huge problem. The gaming resorts didn't actually pay for the hotel or the marina that were hosting the tournament. And while they were trying to figure out what the problem was, the police decided to just take
it. Moment. Die haben ein Event veranstaltet und die Sachen, die sie gebucht haben, haben sie nicht bezahlt, oder was? Profis am Werk.
Now the players were trapped. No way out of Slovenia at a tournament with no food, no computers, and increasingly, no hope. Three of the teams were supposed to be playing in the ESL-ESEA Invitational Tournament in Dubai just a few days later. But of course, everyone was stuck, not just the teams trying to escape to a better tournament. Other tournaments have messed up in the past, but nothing has ever been this bad. A couple of missing computers and technical delays is nothing compared to being stranded in a foreign country without your passport. To make matters worse, representatives of the venue, also pissed off that they weren't paid, decided to lock all the production staff out. Gamers.rs tried to save the event, negotiating with police to get passports back and unlock the venue, but there was more bad news. Remember Sasa Bulic, the gaming resort CEO? He showed up and told all the teams that they weren't going to be paid the prize money they were owed. In fact, the tournament was canceled unless all the teams agreed to being paid up to 90 days after the tournament ended.
Ja, ist klar. Also spätestens jetzt hätte ich echt geguckt, dass, wobei, sie haben ja schon versucht, sich aus dem Staub zu machen.
And they all agreed.
So we called an urgent meeting with all the players and
es blieb ihnen ja auch nichts anderes übrig, was sollten sie dann machen?
The situation, that's why we got the whole delay thing today. And we also invited the CEO of the gaming resorts. So he talked with them and the final decision is to continue the games and players will sign a contract with exclusively the gaming resorts for that matter.
And after a few matches were cut short due to time constraints, Kingwin ended up winning the tournament and walked away with a 90-day IOU for $30,000. Despite the promises from
Haben Sie das Geld jemals gekriegt?
Like, no prize money was ever actually paid out.
Das wundert mich nicht. Das wundert mich.
The gaming resorts filed for bankruptcy and Bullock disappeared.
I remember he said something about it. He said, like, this is by far the best tournament ever. And then he ended everything in, like, Hail Satan or something. He said something like that. It was so weird. And he was, like, signing papers left and right about everyone is getting money.
Ja gut, wenn du danach Hail Satan, sowas. Wenn er das wirklich gesagt hat, wäre das echt eines der merkwürdigsten Dinger, die er wahrscheinlich je gehört hat, ey. Ich meine, wenn du danach pleite gehst, dann kannst du sonst wie viele Schecks unterschreiben.
But much more money and blah 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 and then everyone, like, he just disappeared.
He did, however, give the Daily Dot one more quote for everyone to remember him by. It was my first event, he said, and I still did much better than anybody around.
Ja, das war wahrscheinlich auch schwierig.
Bullock's experience turned his Dreamhack-esque fantasy into a laughing stock. Gaming.rs was left to clean up the mess. They helped teams get their players to Dubai for the Invitational. They helped players get their passports back. They pretty much cleaned up everything they possibly could have. Their CEO even did a Reddit AMA where he answered any question that he could. Gaming Paradise is, without question, the worst LAN ever. It had everything. Busted computers, seized passports, a literal act of God. You couldn't write a more perfect disaster. Esports production has come a long way in the last couple of years. So remember, next time you're complaining in Twitch chat about how bad a tournament seems to you, it could have been a lot worse. It could have been Gaming Paradise.
Thanks for watching. If you want more great content just like this...
Okay, Leute, es ist... Das ist jetzt eineinhalb Stunden on gewesen. 12:12 Uhr. Ich glaube, jetzt sind wir alle wach. Nachher gibt's dann, wie eigentlich geplant, den Stream mit Nextcloud 16. Wollen wir mal gucken, ob das was taugt. Ich gehe jetzt nochmal auf. Und mache ein paar Sachen. Dann esse ich was und dann komme ich nachher wieder on. Ich kann noch nicht genau sagen, wann. Ich denke mal so in 2-3 Stunden oder so. Ach so, MSI-Ban wollte ich noch was zu sagen. Stimmt. Ja, habe ich ja schon ein paar Mal im Stream jetzt auch gesagt. MSI hat mich mal irgendwann auf Twitter gebannt, weil ich wahrscheinlich mich über ihre RGB-Beleuchtung lustig gemacht habe. Vermute ich mal. Ich weiß es bis heute nicht, was genau, was jetzt genau das Problem war. Keine Ahnung, weiß ich nicht. Aber sie waren der Meinung, das war so schlimm und offensive, dass ich mich über ihre RGB-Beleuchtung lustig gemacht habe, dass man mich bannen muss. Vielleicht hosten wir noch irgendjemanden, zeig ich mal her. Twitch. Hat eigentlich gestern noch jemand den ich gehostet habe, den mit der Grafikkarte weitergeguckt? Hat das noch geschafft, das Ding umzubauen? Okay, es gibt keine deutschen Science-Technology-Streams so richtig. Wirtschaft für Schüler, Igitt, Wirtschaft. Der Nico, der den Host, wenn nicht, der hat schon mehr Sachen. Aber den scheint es noch zu geben. Okay, wen haben wir hier noch auf Deutsch? Wie hieß der, den ich gehostet habe? Keine Ahnung. Und irgendwas wie ein Monster, glaube ich. Irgendwas mit Monster. Sehe ich das richtig? Wir sind auf der ersten Seite mit dem Stream hier. Na gut, um die Uhrzeit ist kein Match on so richtig, ne? Okay, keine Ahnung. Hast du nicht damals sogar was zusammen mit Inscope gemacht? Ja, mit dem Nico und dem Benny war das damals. Da war er aber noch nicht Lifestyle Fitness Channel. Haust irgendein Japaner. Nee, ich haust jetzt keinen. Ich gehe jetzt off und in 2-3 Stunden bin ich wieder da. Was macht Benny aktuell? Keine Ahnung. Ich habe nicht so, dass ich großartig Kontakt mit einem von beiden noch hätte. Ich gehe jetzt off und in 2-3 Stunden oder so bin ich wahrscheinlich wieder am Start. Und dann gucken wir uns Nextcloud an. Ja, bis dann. Macht's gut. See you.